I'm Petty Officer Anton Wendler on this edition of the AFN Naples Report, Israel-Gaza ceasefire deal, and the next cabinet's involvement. President Joe Biden announced a ceasefire and hostage exchange between Israel and Hamas. Here is Biden speaking on the importance of the deal and what it will entail.
It's a very good afternoon, because at long last, I can announce a ceasefire and a hostage deal has been reached between Israel and Hamas. More than 15 months of terror for the hostages, their families, the Israeli people. More than 15 months of suffering by the innocent people of Gaza. Fighting in Gaza will stop, and soon the hostages will return home to their families. The elements of this deal were what I laid out in detail this past May, which was embraced by countries around the world and endorsed overwhelmingly by the UN Security Council. The deal is structured in three phases. Phase one will last 6 weeks. It includes a full and complete ceasefire, withdrawal of Israeli forces from all the populated areas of Gaza, and the release of a number of hostages held by Hamas, including women and elderly and the wounded. And I'm proud to say Americans will be part of that hostage release in phase one as well. And the Vice President and I cannot wait to welcome them home. In exchange, Israel released hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. And during phase one, the Palestinians can also return to their neighborhoods in all the areas of Gaza. And the surge of humanitarian assistance into Gaza will begin. And the innocent people can have greater access to these vital supplies.
Spokesperson for the United States Department of State, Matthew Miller, spoke on the inclusion of the next cabinet in this ceasefire deal as the deal is announced less than 1 week before President-elect Trump's inauguration.
When it comes to the involvement of President-elect Trump's team, it has been absolutely critical in getting this deal over the line. And it's been critical because, obviously, as I stand here today, this administration's term in office will expire in 5 days. And one of the things that we have always said about this deal is that when you get from stage one to stage two, that the United States, Egypt, and Qatar are the guarantors of this deal. And Egypt and Qatar will push Hamas to stay at the bargaining table and to get from stage one to stage two. And the United States will push Israel to stay at the bargaining table to get from phase one and phase two. So obviously those are promises we cannot make on behalf of the United States for any longer than the next 5 days. And so it's critical that all of the parties to the agreement and the other mediators see that when the United States is in the room making commitments, those are lasting commitments that extend beyond this administration into the next one.
To listen to the full speeches, you can visit DavidsHub.net. To stay up to date with what's happening in your community, visit facebook.com/AFNNaples and stay tuned in right here on 97.3 The Eagle. That's the AFN Naples Report. I'm Petty Officer Anton Wendler.